Being raised as a Christian, I was always exposed to the things of God and participating in church. I remember going to church regularly, attending Sunday school, going to camp when I was old enough to go, memorizing memory verses, and doing special Sunday night activities called surprise time, where we learn Bible principles in a fun way. One of the highlights from surprise time was when we learned about Noah's Ark. We built an ark out of an old fridge box and reenacted the flood by turning the lights on and off for lightning and thunder and using squirt guns for rain. We entered the ark filled with our stuffed animals to ride out the flood. And then all of us kids, the stuffed animals, and the ark rode down the stairs. When I was 11 years old, I felt convicted by the Holy Spirit to get baptized. I was baptized at West Bank. My parents gave me this memory verse. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I believe that Christ died for my sins, and I wanted to take my belief to the next level and become a follower of Christ. During my 17 years of history, my relationship with God has changed in proportion to my maturity. And I now realize that I want this relationship to be an important part in my life going forward, and eventually build my household around these principles. An important part about becoming a member at Bridgeway is that I've already developed close relationships with some of you. And I appreciate the investments that you have made in me, and I wanted to pledge to become a part of this community here at Bridgeway, where I would grow in my faith, participate fully, and remain accountable to you.
About a month ago, then Hayden was here. We were happy to have him come forward to be baptized, and he gave his testimony at that time, so we kind of gave him the day off. He didn't have to come again. As Christians, we think that it's important to embrace opportunities to testify to God's goodness and grace. It's our desire that our testimony would not only give a brief summary of our path, but would also provide evidence of the hope that we have in the promises that he gives us all.
In Matthew 7, 7 and 8, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened." Growing up, I was raised in a household where we believed that God existed, but at that time our belief didn't affect our lives to any great degree. Somehow I sensed that there had to be more to it than that. Through my great-uncle Helmer, I had the opportunity to be introduced to a Bible college and attended there for grade 12 and 1 year of junior college. While there, I found the path to having a personal relationship with God. I was baptized in October of my grade 12 year. The sense that there is more to it than that continues to prompt me to try to understand more about who God is. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." Learning to trust him is an ongoing process.
I grew up in Vulcan, Alberta, as a regular attender of church, youth group, and camp. I found hints of God through these different events, and I was baptized at camp. Growing up, I did seem to have a hard time dealing with the Christian roller coaster ride of being excited about Christ one day and then having to deal with the routine of life the next. I was pretty clear that God was constant. I just wasn't constantly finding him. After high school, I lived and worked in Calgary for a while, and that's where I met Doreen. We were both attending a young adults group there. Proverbs 18:22 says, "He who finds a good wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." We were married in 1987, and all throughout our time of dating And in our married life together, we've been committed to helping out in our communities and at our church by leading youth group, playing piano, teaching Sunday school, amongst other things. We've had experiences with different churches from some were evangelical backgrounds and some were a bit more charismatic. And we've been able to see times when churches have been able to be a positive contributor to their communities rather than just an institution.
1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." In 1996, our son Holt was born at 31 weeks, a full 9 weeks early, because of complications in the pregnancy caused by a blood clot in my leg. When he was born, he weighed 3 pounds, 15 ounces, and he was very tiny. The doctors had enough time to prepare Holt for an early delivery to minimize complications to him from underdeveloped lungs. We spent a month in the hospital until Holt was strong enough to go home. Throughout the time, we could sense God's hand in all that happened, and we were grateful for the support that he brought to us. Through hospital staff, friends, family, people from church, he took care of it all.
In 1997, Mariah was born, and right away, there was concern about her well-being. At birth, she was not completely responsive or strong. After searching for answers for some months through different tests, it seemed as though there was not a specific condition that could be found. So they couldn't find a specific condition, so maybe there wasn't one. She was just the way God made her. Her name, Mariah, means God is my teacher, and God has been faithful to teach us a number of things. Finally, about 2 years after, a specific diagnosis of Prader-Willi syndrome was made. It was a relatively unknown condition, but she was just the way God made her. Although we now had a name for it, and we could develop an understanding on how best to look after her. Psalms 139, 13, and 14. "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well."
In 1998, Hart was born relatively uneventfully in relation to the prior two pregnancies. He was strong and healthy with quite a determined disposition. At the time, I had quite a feeling of being overwhelmed with 3 kids in 3 years and found that reciting scripture in my mind helped to make order out of what seemed to be chaos. In 2002, after I moved to Saskatchewan in 2001, Hayden was born here in Swift Current. He was strong and healthy. A little later, there was some concern that he may have fluid on his brain, so we went through the testing, and the doctor said he was just fine and was just the way God made him. Psalm 127, 3-5 says, "Behold, children are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them."
Throughout our path, we have encountered some people who we would consider to be mentors. Jim Phillips, a leader from the Churches of Christ in Alberta. Dick Scruggs, a camp director at Pine Lake Camp Christian at Pine Lake. And my Uncle Doug. And we think that we'd also include John MacArthur and J. Vernon McGee along with these. With all those tractor hours, we met with these two guys almost daily. They challenged us not to forfeit Christian ideals, but to evaluate and not necessarily settle for the status quo. Proverbs 15:22 says, "Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors they are established." Sometimes we found that when we embraced the challenge to not accept status quo, we experienced some pushback. We found at times people were content to have church be transactional rather than transformational. And there were issues at times with church being consumed more with the well-being of its assets rather than being concerned with the well-being of the people in its larger community. Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Although your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Although they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool."
We moved to Saskatchewan in 2001, and throughout the time of the move, we regularly saw God providing opportunities that assured us that this was the right thing to do, although, of course, it wasn't without its challenges. We were the new people in a small community. As we were getting settled, we chose to attend Woodrow Gospel Chapel in Woodrow. The people attending there were happy to have more people coming. Duane was invited to participate on the church board, on the West Bank Bible Camp board as the Woodrow representative, and also to participate on the board of management for the Saskatchewan Conference.
Over time, as we got to know the church, we sought to challenge the status quo. And in the end, it didn't go that well. In 2008, my relationship with the board at Woodrow Gospel Chapel hit an impasse and broke down significantly. Eventually, I was asked by the board not to attend there any longer.
We were trying to be intentional about the values that we taught our kids, emphasizing the importance of our sticking together as a family. We decided that although the kids and I were welcome to continue attending Woodrow Gospel Chapel, we would not do so without our dad and husband. 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. There were some scars that happened as a result of this incident. We did church at home for a time. With the help of the Mennonite Conference Board of Faith and Life, we attempted to make reconciliation and restoration with the Woodrow Gospel Chapel Board, but in the end, the relationship could not be repaired.
After a while, we ventured out to Bridgeway. As the churches in our area were either United or Catholic, and we had no conviction to attend either one. Our ties with West Bank seemed to make Bridgeway a logical choice. As well, we applauded the mission focus of the Mennonite Brethren churches. Although the distance that we travel sometimes is a challenge, we appreciate many things about Bridgeway. We've been attending here for a few years now, and we appreciate the interest and affection that people in the congregation have shown towards us and our family, and the very positive influence that you've had on our kids. Hebrews 10:25 says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." As a family, we want to commit ourselves to Bridgeway and do our part of living out this teaching until Christ's return.